This is a question from Jake. He writes,
I've become a bit frustrated in my job search because I feel like I'm still having trouble really defining what it is I'm interested in. I've had many opportunities come my way, but when I'm sitting across the desk from an interviewer or someone I'm networking with, and they ask me, what is it that you really like? I find it difficult to come up with an answer. How do I figure out where I want to drive my career in the long run?
Whenever I sit down with folks and get them to think about this, I always pull out my magic crystal ball and I put it down in front of them and I say, part of what makes it magic is that it only shows perfect. So look into my magic crystal ball, look out 10 years, and describe to me your perfect life. Not just perfect career, perfect life. I'm listening for what are those things that are just really important to them? It's family, it's community, it's helping others, it's the environment, whatever it is. And you'd be amazed at the detail people provide. And then I'm saying, okay, so given our choices, which of these is going to give you the best experiences, the best skills, the best knowledge that will equip you to do what you want to do?
What happens if you don't decide what you want to do or what your long-range plan is?
Our inclination is to not do this. But if we don't answer the question, someone else answers it for us. Several years ago, I had met this consultant, and he introduced himself to me as the pricing specialist for the tire industry, as if kind of quizzical, like, I'm the pricing specialist for the tire industry. Like, how did that happen? And his story was very simple. He had gotten a job out of graduate school, and he started working consulting, and first client was a tire client. He did a great job. They wanted him to come back. 10 years later, the pricing guy for the tire industry. He pushed that decision off, and someone else decided for him. And they didn't look at that career buffet and say, well, you know, you would be great at this. They said, well, that's left over. No one else wants it. Here, you take it.
You know, when an interviewer is asking you, what do you like, what are they really trying to get at?
They're trying to get at passion, and they're trying to get at commitment. So it's really important you understand that. If you're passionate, it's going to come through with your customers. It's going to come through with your coworkers, and you're going to work harder and longer. Then they look for commitment. You know where you want to go. It's not just that I like it. I also know why I'm doing it.
I mean, that question seems like it could be a little restrictive sometimes. You may not want to close off opportunities or experiences that could come your way by answering that. Do you like that question?
It's not a great question, but it serves the purpose for recruiters. Because what they're really trying to get at when they ask that question of what do you like is they're trying to get at how self-aware are you. Here's the wrong answer to that question. You know, I really don't know what I like, but your company seems interesting and this job seems different. So I thought I'd try it. Recruiters don't want you to be kind of trying a different flavor. So they want to know that you have tried flavors and you know what you like and what you don't like.
We'd be happy to answer your work or career-related question. Visit Brandon's blog at gpb.org to ask him, and we might use your question on the air. Thanks, Brandon.
Joshua, always my pleasure.